100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com. Not dead yet, so let's have another weekly challenge. The topic this week was thumbs up, and oh, what a week it's been. I wanted to go to Keneally's on Monday for some reason or another. To get the corned beef pizza that's, you know, my Salvatore. You can hear Tinny in the background. She wants to go get catnip. In a little bit, little girl. No. Yeah, they were closed on Monday, so I went to get a bean burger at Bubba's. Been walking twice a day again now for about 2 weeks, and yeah, it's having a... I've always known it makes a difference. I just was too stupid for a few months to do it. And, yeah, it took its toll. So the doctor, the dentist, everyone is just like, wait, you're still alive? So, yeah, let's go ahead and listen to some stories, and I'll be back with you after the stories, I guess.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the prompt this week is thumbs up. So here's my 100 words. It's called Me Gusta. When my daughter did Spanish GCSE, we started watching films in Spanish to help her get used to the language. I don't speak Spanish, so relied on subtitles. For her A-levels, we went a step further and changed the language on Netflix to Spanish, all of it. I mostly left her in charge of the remote control. She's just left for Manchester Uni to study linguistics and Spanish. We forgot to change the telly back, though. It's okay, although my Spanish hasn't improved. There's pictures and symbols like home and thumbs up, you know. Anyway, I kind of like it. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. Richard here. And here's my story for thumbs up. It's called Well Thumbed. Let's have a big thumbs up for the opposable thumb. That marvellous evolutionary miracle which has allowed us to create tools, develop the written word, and made using chopsticks so much less fiddly than it would otherwise have been. Just imagine if evolution had decided to follow an entirely different direction. What if we had no thumbs at all? Or even worse, opposable toes? We'd all be walking on our hands, eating meals with our feet, and sock design would have followed a wholly different path. Thankfully, it didn't. Because I'm not sure I'm ready for a foot-focused society. Okay, all done. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and that's my son in another bedroom shouting a lot, if you can hear him. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 860 with the prompt of thumbs up. Now, I know I've said it before, but I'm not going to mention Tom anymore. Here's my story. Sabrina rolled her eyes and gave Linoleum End the thumbs up and said, "Yeah, sure. We all know that Bilbert can fly. Now, tell us the real reason you followed him all the way to Eureka." Linolea Amanda showed spunk Bilbert had never seen before when she folded her arms, glared at Sabrina, and said, "I don't have to tell you anything." Sabrina sniffed. "You do if you want to be anywhere near Bilbert. My cousin just divined that there is a plot to capture Bilbert and use him for their devices. It's convenient you suddenly show up at the same time." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. serendipity. And here's my story for this week. How are you doing so far? You see, I've been getting something of a bad press lately. A lot of talk about how they've found signs of torture when they discover the bodies. Personally, I think they're focusing on the wrong thing. After all, surely they should be more concerned about the killings? However, I feel I have a duty to give the public what they want. So, if you're feeling okay, can you give me a thumbs up? And I'll just go ahead and slip the thumb screws on. You will scream if I tighten them too much, won't you?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Thumbs up to the guitar player and his song and his hair and his boots and his eyes, contacts, and no, this doesn't work. She stretched. The damn guitar was more interesting than everything else put together, and it wasn't even a nice guitar. Why did she have to praise the guy and pretend the whole concert had been amazing? No, she was going to be honest, brutally honest, if need be. She opened a new message. Thumbs up to the guitar player and the song and the hair. Wow, and the boots, nice. She sighed. Yep, perhaps next time. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every time an Astros pitcher strikes out a batter, the gigantic Minute Maid Park scoreboard plays an animation of a cartoon astronaut planting a flag with the number of strikeouts. And then something weird happens, falling into a wormhole, falling into a crater. But after every horrible thing, he gives a thumbs up to show he's okay. When they first started the cartoon astronaut animations, he didn't give a thumbs up afterwards. But I guess it was too scary for kids, so they added the thumbs up to show he's okay. Still, he probably shit his space suit pants.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of thumbs up. You can check out the text of the stories in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Along with, obviously, archives of the past, 16, 17 years of stories? And, the Halloween stories are going up. Hopefully I have enough to last for October, which means that I'm probably behind on writing Christmas stories. And I'm always behind. You know, I write like 2 or 3 years ahead, and still yet I'm behind. I don't know how that happens. And thank you to everyone who sent messages about the whatever. I know I don't make a big deal and don't like whatever, but it's still nice that y'all did. One day I'll get around to acknowledging that kind of stuff, but maybe when I'm on my deathbed. I probably won't die in a bed, though. It'll probably be my death car seat or death floor of the grocery store after trying to get 12 gallons of Bluebell. I haven't touched ice cream in quite a while, have I? Let's see. I hope you get ready for the next weekly challenge, which is remote. And I don't know what else to ramble. Oh, I closed the Second Life 100 Word Stories group. There were about 120 people in it, and like three people were showing up to the readings. So, like, what the fuck is this for? Why am I wasting your group slots? So, I sent out a message asking people, you know, hey, can you let me know what times are good for you, and I'm closing this group. And about a dozen people were like, why'd you eject me from the group? And I'm like, seriously, do you read fucking notices? No wonder why I threw you out of the group. So, to those people, if you're listening to this, hi. Now you know. You may want to let me know when's a good time for reading for you. And if you're like, well, I'm not going to do it if you reject me. Well, good. I just saved you a group slot. Go get, add yourself with that precious group slot. Add, you know, whatever, Stroker's store so you can get a cock to fuck yourself. I don't know. Whatever. Angry artist. No, it's people say things and do things. They're two different things and whatever. And, oh, you're so great, you're story. And then, like, for years, you know, but, you know, it's at a different time. Well, I fucking asked you. So I'm going to hop the live readings around the times if I'm not too lazy. I mean, the job has changed. This has changed. That has changed. I'll find time, and they'll probably be like half hour, so you'll have the rest of the hour to go do whatever, go to Stroker's store, shit if I know. Does it even still exist? So, yeah. Who fucking cares? On that note, there will be more stories tomorrow, the rest of the week, and be back for the weekly challenge on Sunday. Thank you all for listening, being a part of this, and not giving a shit what I think. And, as always, keep it brief.